Good morning. Currently 31 degrees here in central Minnesota. All this week, we are taking some time to, in memory, and pay tribute to Cliff Mitchell, who passed away last week. His funeral services, a visitation on Friday, services on Saturday in Albany. And I thought one of the better ways is to talk to folks who knew him best over the years, other farm broadcasters. And this morning, Lynn Kettleson, a few comments from Lynn. He was the National Association of Farm Broadcasting president in 1990, inducted into the Hall of Fame just a year ago, and Lynn with the Linder Farm Network, and sharing many comments regarding his goings and meetings with Cliff. And he talked about his first meeting that he could remember, meeting Cliff Mitchell many years ago.
Yeah, I think I was in a meeting up south of St. Cloud in a little town, I don't even remember which one, and Cliff and I were both there, and he was so delightful. You know, many times if you're competing with someone, they don't see you as a friend, but Cliff kind of took me under his wing. I've been doing this for many, many years, and he'd been around the block, and I hadn't, and he made me feel welcome. He gave me just a very warm greeting, and to him, there were no competitors. There were just people that wanted to work together for agriculture, and I so appreciated that about him, and I've always tried to be the same way as he was, because I know young guys that are coming in, I know how much that meant to me. He just didn't have a bad bone in his body.
Also, Lynn talks about Cliff and his interview style, which was very unique and also very interesting and also very effective as well.
Yeah, you know, he could take a person who most people would not consider a story and do a half-hour interview with them and pull things out of them that the typical interviewer wouldn't think to ask. And I always thought that was pretty neat, because he saw a story in things, in people, that other people did not see. So, yeah, his stuff, many times it was different, because he viewed little things, big things, all having their story to tell. And that was really neat about him. He truly understood what local was about, local importance of people, and getting their story out to people. Just a very neat individual.
And many of the stories we've shared this week are kind of referring back to Kansas City, and every year the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, that is where they meet every November. And Lynn says that's where Cliff made his mark there, and some other meetings, including the FFA reports as well.
Yeah, at that meeting and FFA convention, Cliff loved to have farm broadcasters on with him at those meetings. And I'd been a national officer, and I was national president, and he would come up the night or the day before and say, "Would you be on with me tomorrow morning?" And I don't remember when it was. I think it would be come to the room about 4 a.m. or 4:30. And those of us would always laugh, because we knew we would regret it the next morning when we're probably hungover from being in hospitality suites and we're in there with Cliff. But nobody could say no. You couldn't say no to Cliff Mitchell. So I remember just about every national president for every year kind of chuckling about, "Yep, I'm going to be on with Cliff Mitchell tomorrow morning. It's time for me to do my duty." And they would gladly go in there and be on with him. So it was just really, really fun. And I don't even remember what we talked about, but it was usually for about 20 or 30 minutes, and you'd just gab with him and have fun. So he definitely left his mark in NAFB and other organizations. People truly liked Cliff Mitchell.
Lynn Kettleson joining us this morning with the Linder Farm Network. And also, he also referred to, I know, Ken Root and a few others had talked about it in the early days, where it was an issue of whether letting Cliff in the association or not.
Yeah, back in the farm broadcasting days, they did not, the organization wouldn't let people in who were announcers. They needed to be pure and just be a farm broadcaster. And I remember at the time, I knew what Cliff was doing, and I was one of the advocates that said, "Hey, wait a minute here. It doesn't matter what you do as far as whether you're a disc jockey or whether in your free time you're driving a tractor on a farm or anything else, if you're a good farm broadcaster, you deserve to be a voting member in NAFB." And we got that turned around, thankfully, and Cliff Mitchell went on to do great things in NAFB, and much, much deserved, because He certainly served Albany and surrounding regions in a very, very strong way for many years. I don't even know how many years he was on the air, but it seems like 100. He was so well known.
Lynn Kettleson, Linder Farm Network, and his comments in memory, paying tribute to Cliff Mitchell this week. He is with the Linder Farm Network, also past president with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting in 1990, and also recently last year inducted into the NAFB Hall of Fame as well. Lynn Kettleson joining us here this morning.